news.
So Schefter saying that they want a wide receiver, but all these guys keep getting injured. And I think that you look at it like an upgrade could make you significantly better and give you a chance to beat some of these teams that we're talking about. Jonathan Jones, who replaced Jason LaCanfora, I'm not really sure why, but he did. And now he's CBS's NFL insider. Maybe CBS got tired of LaCanfora constantly tweeting about politics, the Orioles, and U.S. soccer.
He's not actually an Orioles fan by...
I don't know, but he's always going off on them. I still follow him. It's U.S. soccer, anti-Trump stuff, and hating the Orioles, who are winning a ton of games.
I honestly don't even see the political stuff with him. I only see him screaming. What's their GM, Mike Elias?
Yeah, he murders him.
He just kills Mike Elias every day.
So anyways, this Jonathan Jones goes in and replaces replaces LaCanfora. And he says yesterday on the pregame show, he just floats this out there. How about the Steelers contact the Jets about Garrett Wilson? Make that conversation happen. Davante Adams is there now. Lazard is there. Williams is still there. The tight end Conklin is there. They have two running backs. Aaron runs the franchise. Aaron doesn't seem to be enamored with Wilson. He throws to him a lot, but there seems to be a disconnect there sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they're going to have to give the guy a second contract that'll pay him around $30 million, if not more. The Jets have a tendency to do really dumb things. Maybe they're in panic mode right now, and you can convince them to trade their really good young wide receiver and get a good pick back because they're about to lose a pick for Davante Adams in April. This is not a fan idea. This is not a blog idea. This is not someone who hit up our text line and came up with this. This is someone minutes before the NFL Sunday slate started saying the Steelers should call the Jets about Garrett Wilson.
I mean, I think Garrett Wilson's a very, very, very good football
player. I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean,
didn't we bring this up on the show last week,
I think
week,
we did.
Though?
Maybe Jonathan Jones, or maybe a caller brought it up. You're right.
I think I brought it up and said, why don't you ask him about a first for Garrett Wilson?
And I think I said I wouldn't do a first, but I in that situation, even with the Steelers' history of drafting good players in the second round, given his age, I would trade a second-round pick for him. I'd hem and haw over a first-round pick, but I would be on the phone with them right now and say, just to let you know, you have a standing offer until the trade deadline. We'll trade you a second-round pick for Garrett Wilson. And if they want to come back
They wouldn't do that because it'd be like the 55th pick or something like that. It'd be a late second.
But Wilson has one more year and then the option year, right?
If the Steelers were to trade for him, they'd have to make the decision on his fifth-year option, which I would presume you'd be picking up because the guy's already... He's going to have, even having a down year, he's probably going to hit 1,000 yards again for the third straight year. He's been a 1,000-yard receiver both of his first two seasons. He's on pace to get there again this year. In fact, he's having his best season in terms of yards per game and receptions per game,
despite
the fact that Rodgers apparently hates him.
So I think most teams would push a hard bargain and demand a first for 2 years of Garrett Wilson. Makes sense. But they are the Jets, and maybe you can find other ways to sweeten the deal and find a way to fleece them given their state of disarray right now.
Would you give them a 2026 first?
You can't.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're not allowed to.
That's right.
Their self-imposed rule is that they won't trade their 2026 first because the draft is here in 2026.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's off the board, which is, my opinion, a stupid reason to not trade that pick, but we know that they won't because of that. If the draft was in...
Would you throw in an extra pick if they...
San Francisco, they'd do it, but it's here.
If you could get them for a second and a... A second and a third or a second and a fourth, would you do it?
Yes. Yeah, it's like you're saying second round pick this upcoming year, then third round pick the year after?
Sure.
100%. I'm in.
Would they
do that.
Maybe. I just feel like they're looking at him as still a very viable asset. And is Aaron Rodgers even going to be there after this year? That's the other question. Because if you think Rodgers is just one and done and he's going to retire if this thing goes to crap.
Chris, we're talking about the Jets here. So you're raising, I think, very relevant and very cogent questions about them. But they don't know the answers because of how poorly run they are. So who knows? I mean, I think the reason why this idea got floated out on national TV yesterday is because the Steelers need a wide receiver. And now that Adams is there, maybe it makes Wilson's future with the team a little bit less likely. And I think you just see. Hey, maybe they call you back and say, he's unavailable. We're never trading Garrett Wilson. We look at him as a franchise foundational player. Okay, then you say, let's pivot to Mike Williams. We'll trade you a 7th-round pick, and then you're done with that. But I would aim high again.
How much does Mike Williams help them?
The Steelers?
Yeah, we're talking about scales here. How much does Mike Williams help them?
He's an upgrade over Van Jefferson. I mean, if he comes here, I think my reaction to it would be, all right, good job. You got somebody else to help this team now. It's not Brandon Ayuk or Davante Adams or Cooper Kupp or any of these guys that we started to get starry-eyed about, but he's a functional football player who, when he stays healthy and actually gets snaps and gets the ball thrown his way, tends to do something with it.
Man, Let's see how it goes. He's not really getting snaps with a ball thrown, though, because they think he sucks.
Do they think he sucks, or does the quarterback there think he sucks and the quarterback is in charge of the team? Let's hone in on the real details there. The quarterback has assembled a team that's made up of all of his old buddies from Green Bay, and he prioritizes them over Williams.
I think there's just reason to wonder how much left in the tank there is for Mike Williams, given his injury history.
I don't disagree
with that. He's not young.
No, he's not, but I'd rather have him in a pinch than Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin, those guys.
Let's play the realistic game, though, since we're talking about trade candidates. It's not, would you rather have him over what the Steelers currently have? The answer to almost every one of these guys is yes, because that's why we're talking about it. If I give you the choice of Williams, Slayton, or like a Jacoby Myers type, again, players who are actually out there who might get moved because their teams stink, is Williams number one on that list? He isn't for me.
Well, Slayton's your guy.
But I think even Myers is probably ahead of him at this point. Like, I think the idea of Mike Williams for people is better than the actual, like, experience of Mike Williams. Jacoby Myers has 325 yards receiving this year. That is by no means, like, elite, but that is a damn sight better than Mike Williams.
Fans like name players who they've heard of before and they've had on their fantasy teams, and they like them even more when the acquisition cost is basically nothing. Oh, you're giving me this guy that I've heard of, and I've seen his highlights, and I've looked at his stats, and I can have him for free? Gimme, 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 gimme. Who sang that, Donnie?
Abba.
Thank you.
Sorry, Donnie, that was supposed to be yours. Wait a minute, who cares what fans like? What's the right move for the
team?
No,
all I was saying is you presented these three options, and I said in that hypothetical, I think a lot of fans would go with Williams because they know Williams more than the other two guys, and it's not going to take much to get him. They know his situation in New York. They just watch the Steelers play the Jets. My answer is, not having looked at his stats at all this year, I think of those three, Myers is probably the best wide receiver.
31, 325, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think he's probably the best one. I have no earthly idea off the top of my head what his contract situation is.
I have it up in front of me right now. So he's making $5 million this year. He makes $10.5 next
That's
year.
That's peanuts.
It's peanuts. Next year's more expensive, but you can take on that contract if you want to keep him around. This year he's making diddly squat.
Donnie, did you hear this Garrett Wilson thing yesterday? Did you get a chance to check out? Oh, no, we were at Pet Fest.
Yeah.
So we missed the
Did not hear it.
Pregame. I ended up getting this secondhand. But you got to at least call about it, don't you think?
Pick up the phone.
I mean, it doesn't beep, hurt boop, to call. Beep, boop, beep, beep, Worst boop. They can say is no.
How high would you go? Would you give up a first?
I mean, I actually wouldn't be against the idea of giving up a first.
I think he's a more
That's different than saying yes, though. That's like,
would you give it up if they just said
there's yes, there's
20,
no,
whatever.
And Donnie's like in the middle between the two, and maybe slightly more towards yes.
Okay, they're probably going to be what, like pick
21 to
22 to 24?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. Would you do it?
I actually would.
I think he's a more complete receiver than Pickens. Like, in terms of route running, he's got some drop issues, like a ball clanking off his chest into Beanie Bishop's hands.
And when we talked about this last week, I said, you're talking to me at a wrong time to endorse giving up a first-round pick for him when I watched a ball go off his numbers and into the hands of an undrafted free agent cornerback.
But then again, you just sort of made like the case from Mike Williams, who caught exactly one pass and then was told to get his ass off the field.
Yeah, he was one for one. On fourth down, no less.
I mean, I just think Garrett Wilson gives you good route running, like, generally speaking, no malcontent diva behavior. Really, like, in that relationship, it's Aaron Rodgers who's the diva. He's a very, very good player who has been saddled with, at various times, a quarterback who hates him or a guy named Zach Wilson, which is almost worse.